By the way, you're listening to Rabbi Wexler Teaches on Sirius XM Star, Sirius 102, and XM 155. And I'm talking with Professor Chaim Tawil of Yeshiva University. He has written, together with Bernard Schneider, the book The Crown of Aleppo, The Mystery of the Oldest Hebrew Codex of the Bible. Now, get us from Cairo to Aleppo in Syria.
Aleppo is a very famous city in North Syria, and we have the name of the city already in a very, very ancient text from Mari in the 18th century BCE. So we know about the city from 18th century BCE. It calls Aleppo in English.
18th century BCE, that's about 4,000 years ago.
4,000 years ago.
So that's a long time
ago. It's a very, very, it is even... It is preceded most probably even Damascus in the sense.
Is that right?
Right. Damascus is also a city, but is in South Syria. Mm-hmm. And the great-great-great-grandson of Maimonides at about 1430 AD, after the era, have transferred the Codex of Aleppo, the manuscript, to Aleppo. I mean, the Codex to Aleppo. It was not called... the Codex of Aleppo before it arrived to the city of Aleppo.
Of course.
It was called the Codex of Aharon ben Asher, the Codex of Aharon ben Asher, the one who vocalized the text. It was transferred there, and it was hidden in... why it was transferred from Egypt? Because Egypt lost its predominance of Jewish of the center of Jewish studies. And Aleppo became the center of Jewish studies in the Middle East at that time. So the Aleppo Codex was transferred because of that, and it was hidden in the cave of Elagia in the ancient synagogue, Al-Safra synagogue, in the walled city of Aleppo, which the synagogue still exists, and it was hidden in the cave of Elagia down below in a safe. Nobody could see it. Only two people used to have the keys exactly that you go to a bank to open your safe. You have the key of the fellow that works for the bank and your own key, and they would not let anybody to see it, photograph it, study it. It became a very, very holy piece of work. That woman that they did not have any children, barren woman, would go down into the cave, not seeing the crown, not seeing the manuscript, and pray to have children, sick people, and so they used to light candles. It's an amazing story.
Wow, that's just incredible. So it almost has it becomes holy, and it has certain powers, as it were. If you say women, in order to overcome their barrenness, would try to be near the crown of Aleppo, near this manuscript, it has a tremendous amount of, not so much magical power, but religious power, I suspect.
That's very true, because the Jews of the Aleppian Jews in Syria wrote a little piece, not on the crown, on the in the margin of the crown, that anybody would move the book or the manuscript or the crown from Aleppo, the Aleppian Jewry will be destroyed.
Is that right?
And it happens this way.
That's the story.
That's the story.